Good morning. Thank you, Ken. Wow. That song just, was beautiful. The devotion that I felt in it. To all of us. To the one being. So we are here to contemplate and meditate on A Course in Miracles. However, I am going to do lesson 147. Lesson 147 is a review lesson. My mind holds only. What I think with God. I will not value what is valueless. Let me perceive forgiveness as it is. I have been in a silent retreat. My husband went fishing on Wednesday, and so I've taken advantage of the quietness and have been devoting my time to staying in meditation and self-inquiry and contemplation. So I'm grateful to be here with conscious company this morning. And on Wednesday, I looked at what the lesson 147 was. And I thought, wow, that's exactly what I'm going to focus on for the next few days. That's my sole focus. It was just perfect. And when I read the lesson and contemplated it over the last few days, the thing I start with is what love is. And what love is to allow deeply. The core of who I am is to allow deeply. And then I looked to what is forgiveness. And what I wrote down was, forgiveness is thoroughly to give up all positions and projections. To give up thoroughly all positions and projections. Forgiveness unveils the truth. Forgiveness is to be only love, to allow deeply. Let me perceive forgiveness as it is. And it reminds me of Bhagavan Sri Ramana Maharshi talks about. He'll say, go back the way you came as we step back into our source. And forgiveness is this stepping back. It's the letting go of all the projections, all the positions. It's that stepping back. Go back the way you came. I will not value what is valueless. And as I sit with that, I do see that my positions and my projections are valueless. Forgiveness is letting go of the valueless. My identifying with the body-mind is valueless. However, that is only part of the story. There's a part of the story where we're walking back the way we came. And then there's the part of the story when we get to where we've come from, the source. And so the rest of the story is shared by V. Ganeshan, which is Bhagavan's grand nephew. He tells a story. He says that he was with his great uncle, Bhagavan, and they were walking, and he was behind him, and Bhagavan stops and turns, and he says, "You should equip yourself with the capacity to treat the whole universe as nothing but worthless dust." You should equip yourself with the capacity to treat the whole universe as nothing but worthless dust. However, Bhagavan continued, he said, "At the same time, you should also be capable of treating even the dust as a colossally significant thing, as big and as important as the universe." Bhagavan would demonstrate this. The story is that when he would pass the storehouse with the grains and food in it, there would always be a few grains of rice on the ground in between the little stones, and he would stop and pick each one up and place them back in their bin. Seeing from who and what you are, I am, from the unmanifest, from sitting in the heart, the source. From there we see that the universe is not important, but also from seeing who and what we are in the manifest, that even a piece of dust or a piece of rice is our magnificence. have a recorded meditation that I use that helps me go back the way I came. It's from a YouTube recording of A. Ramana, who is the teacher at the Aham Center in Asheboro, a realized teacher who leads us through this meditation. Leading us to that unmanifested place within us. So I'm going to switch to that. There's going to be a little bit of difference in the quality, but hopefully you'll all be able to hear it fine.
Take a moment. Give your attention to the fact of your own existence. Your own existence is in the sense of I. The sense of I itself is before anything else is. But even prior to the sense of I, is the pure awareness that we all actually are. Now, this pure awareness has no sense of I, but the sense of I will give us the ability to withdraw our attention into the stillness and silence of the pure awareness, the I am. That we are. I am is before even the sense of I is. The sense of I rises out of the I am. So just being aware that you are. Not I am this, or I am that, simply I am. Consciousness is this I am, pure awareness is this I am. And this I am, our pure consciousness is, before anything else is, and without this pure awareness, nothing else would be. For out of this pure awareness rises the sense of I, and the sense of I is what gives note and gives rise to all other things. As this or that. Things do not call attention to themselves. It is we that call attention to things. We say things exist. Things do not say that they exist. So simply see this. And now let go into the simple I am feeling. Feel I am. Without there being an I that is feeling it. This I am is stillness. It is silence. his pure being. This I am is the same I am that is recorded in Scripture when Moses was on Mount Sinai, realizing I am that I am. Moses' realization was that the I am that is pure being, or God, the Supreme Being, is not different from the I am of the self we all are. See this and know this for yourself. Feel it right now in this moment, just like Moses felt it 5,000 or so years ago. It is not different even now as it was in Moses' time. This is the place of peace, freedom, and true joy, the very self that we all are. Thank you.
Thank you for joining with me today in the I Am, the source of who we are. I'm blessed to be able to go back into silent retreat later today after helping my mother until I see you guys again next week. Have a blessed week. Namaste. Dropping the mic, Ken. Thank you very much.